Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, October 18th, 2024. Today is the last day of the Trenton Grange 550 Farmers Market this season. They invite you to meet and support your farmers and check out their eggs, vegetables, cut flowers, and herbs and seedlings. But I don't think they're seedlings now. And their other products from the farm. They'll be open today from 3 to 6 p.m. on Bar Harbor Road in Trenton. In Camden, the Mythic Heart Theater creates a unique mytho-poetic theater experience to awaken the senses and reinvigorate the imagination. Tonight at 6:30, they'll be celebrating the harvest season and fall equinox through myth, music, art, and dance at the Red Door Barn on John Street in Camden. For more information, go to mythichearttheater.com, and that's theater with an R-E, mythichearttheater.com. Up in Bangor, the 10 Bucks Theater Company presents a compilation of some of their favorite spooky tales and poems on Thursdays through Sundays this weekend and next at 10 Bucks Theater, which is located in the Bangor Mall. For showtimes, tickets, and more information, go to 10buckstheater.org, also theater with an R-E. 10buckstheater.org. Those are just a few of the things happening this weekend. There's actually quite a bit on the community calendar, so be sure to check that out. That's on our website, weru.org. Be sure to add your own events there as well. Looking ahead to next week, the Maine Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry announced this week that the PFAS Fund Advisory Committee is seeking public feedback on the next phase of the PFAS Fund's implementation. A public meeting will be held on Thursday, October 24th, in person in Augusta and via Zoom. The advisory committee was established by the legislature to oversee and make recommendations for ways to use a $60 million PFAS fund, and they invite Maine residents, especially farmers affected by PFAS, to share their insights, concerns, and experiences. The meeting is an opportunity for stakeholders to influence the direction of PFAS-related support programs. Since March, that fund has been used to bolster financial support for farmers impacted by PFAS, for a process that's currently underway to purchase PFAS-contaminated farmland from willing sellers at a fair market value as if it were free of PFAS, for a $3 million research grant program. They've opened a call for research proposals on critical PFAS issues, including soil and water contamination, impacts on animal products, and remediation strategies. And they have developed a PFAS Navigator program with the University of Maine Cooperative Extension to offer one-on-one support to farmers to help them access programs and services. The advisory committee is especially interested in hearing from those directly impacted by PFAS. Topics of discussion will include experiences accessing PFAS fund resources, effectiveness and responsiveness of the PFAS Navigator program, suggestions for future research on PFAS in agriculture, and identifying gaps in support for Maine's farming community. The meeting will be held on Thursday, October 24th from 1 to 2 p.m. in Augusta and also via Zoom. For more information, the address of the meeting, or the Zoom link, you can go to maine.gov/DACF. As always, if you don't catch the links that I give today on the program, go to our archives at weru.org and you'll find them in the show description for today. This afternoon at 4, our local public affairs program is the Democracy Forum, produced in collaboration with the League of Women Voters and hosted by Ann Luther. This month's topic is Election 2024, What's on Your Ballot? With guests Randy Billings, political reporter for the Portland Press Herald, and Anna Keller, executive director of the League of Women Voters of Maine. That's coming up this afternoon from 4 to 5 here on WERU-FM and on the WERU app. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good weekend, and I'll see you on Monday.